I guess we're joined now by James Holroyd from Streatasphere, and it is spelt with a F-E-A-R. So if you are looking online, make sure you are spelling it correctly. James, thanks for joining us, mate.
No, my pleasure.
No stranger to the microphone, I believe. You've worked in a bit of radio as well.
Well, I've done a few podcasts and things like that in the past, yeah. So.
Okay. So Streatasphere, the logo is a rocket heading out into space, and I guess that represents businesses growing and taking on the universe or unlimited expansion?
Yeah, so certainly our expertise is in strategic management and business improvement. When we started the company, we came across the name Streatasphere, which kind of happened fairly naturally for us. And the rocket kind of linked with the Streatasphere, but we also had the approach that if you're going to launch a rocket into space, you need a lot of technical capability, you need to get things right, you need to have good planning, you need to get the right people involved. So it all kind of fitted in with the Streatasphere philosophy. So that's very much what we're about. You know, we sort of say, what happens when ambition meets capability? And so often with a business, and a medical business is certainly no different, is that what you want to do is plan and make sure you avoid the predictable problems that people generally encounter. So,
firstly, your business, it's made up of, and this is what I like about it, it's made up of people who have actually grown their own business. So these are people forming with experience, backgrounds and knowledge.
Yeah, so all of our people have really strong commercial and financial backgrounds, but they also have hands-on experience running businesses, you know, running restaurants, running transport businesses, and one of my colleagues also has been involved in running a medical practice himself. So we kind of understand the day-to-day pressures of running a business.
And
I think that comes across in terms of the clients that we deal with. They get that. They feel like we're a very people-focused business who understand and relate to them at their level. So,
your business is a winner of the National Turnaround Award. Tell us about that award.
Yeah, so that was an award we won a couple of years ago, so we're quite keen to win it again. Really what it's doing is taking a good business that somehow become broken and fixing it, getting it back on track, and having a very holistic approach to it. You know, building the business plan, building the structure, people plan, marketing, operations. So we're a very holistic service. The way I sort of describe ourselves to the clients that we work with, it's almost we have a sort of quasi sort of director role. We sit at the table as though we're a director of the business.
So like Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen.
A little bit,
much nicer.
yeah, very much so, but delivered in a sort of far more pleasant mode, I hope.
So turning business around, so you're going in, you're looking at the books, you're looking at the do's, the don'ts, the wrong things, where they're going wrong.
Yeah, so the key thing is about understanding the business and understanding the business model particularly. So we met April probably about 2 years ago, who was introduced through a mutual contact, and look, they alert us to the fact that medical professionals, despite being highly trained and very intelligent, went through university without doing a lot of commerce or financial units, right? So it certainly appears to be something that's underweight in that regard. So we've had a great response being involved with the Doctors for Business. And certainly there's a real hunger and a real need in terms of the services that we deliver. So,
is there a blueprint for, not guaranteed success, but is there a blueprint for medical centres? Follow these steps and you should go okay? Is it that simple, and then you just got to be disciplined?
I think the steps is, if you look at any, people are successful in any discipline, they typically have a good plan, they have an understanding of how that plan fits together, they have tactics that support that plan, and they have measurable outcomes and objectives. So one of the things we stress to people, it doesn't matter what industry we work in, people always think that their industry is different, right? When I'm working in construction, they say, Jamie, this is not the surfware industry. When I'm working in the surfware industry, they say, this is not construction. But really, it's the same. The key thing is to understand the business model, understand your cost base, understand your margins, understand your average customer value. And there's a mathematical formula between the relationship of those couple of things, which will then tell you whether you're going to be successful or not. So just this afternoon, we had a very interesting chat with someone who's in a rural practice and was worried about the viability of it. And so one of the things we mentioned straight away was, we can work out how viable this business is. You know, we should be able to tell you. So let's know that straight away. Let's not struggle on for years if it's going to be difficult. And, the numbers don't lie. So
I was just going to ask you, so how do you measure the viability of, say, the rural one? You're looking at the numbers. You're just number crunching, looking at the people in the area.
Yeah. So what happens often is, in most businesses and most advisors, they start with what I call a sort of top-down approach. You know, how do we get as many customers as we can? You know, how do we service them? Our approach is very much the inverse of that. We work from the bottom up. So typically what we'd say is, you know, what sort of profit do you actually want to make out of this venture? What are your fixed costs? We then build in the profit as though it was a fixed cost. We then work out the margin, and then there's a mathematical equation which will then tell us what revenue do we need to be able to meet those metrics. We can then divide that by our average customer value, and that'll tell me how many customers we need. Now, if we need 10,000 customers and only 5,000 in town, well, that's right, it's going to show us that, you know, this is probably not worth pursuing. What we want is we want the people that we work with to make sound, rational decisions relatively quickly. We don't want them to find out something by trial and error that they could have known on day one with a little bit of guidance. Mm-hmm. So,
now, another big thing for you, because on your cheat sheet here in the top left corner, is how to grow your practice. So this is obviously a big one. If you're not growing, you're not going to sustain, are you? You need to grow in the business world, don't you?
Yeah, and so it's all about having a plan. So as I scale up, how am I going to resource that with more people, more doctors? What other facilities do I actually need? How am I going to attract those customers? How am I going to make them sticky? How am I going to make those patients sticky? So one of the things that kind of surprised me over the last couple of days is a lot of doctors telling me how competitive it's actually become. So
okay. Yeah, right.
Then what's their point of difference? You know, why do I go to this person and not that person?
Yeah. So you can talk to them about their point of difference and sort of bring that out a bit more. And...
Yeah, well, the key thing is, you know, if you need more revenue, how are you going to attract it? And how are you going to retain it?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's right.
Now, one of the challenges for a lot of businesses is they try and do that with price, that which ultimately becomes unsustainable. So you need some other point of difference. So,
yeah. One part of your plan is to sort of identify problems, and you said that there's normal problems, and you sort of want to avoid those problems before they become massive problems.
Yeah.
What are some of these things?
Well, look, anyone who came to some of the our talks over the last couple of days, but I always use the example. We've got one tomorrow. You can come along to that.
Well,
we always use the example that if I go to the supermarket and I'm taking my 3-year-old son and he has a tantrum,
Yes. Then
that's a normal problem. It's something that I know could happen. I've probably got a couple of contingency plans in place to deal with it.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I actually did abandon a full shopping trolley at a supermarket, and it was a 3-year-old tantrum.
Yeah.
We had to bail out.
So the next problem is you say, well, that's a normal problem, right?
Yeah.
And then let's say my son's 25 and he has a tantrum at the supermarket. That's an abnormal problem, right?
Okay.
So something's gone seriously wrong, and that's going to need serious specialist intervention.
Yeah,
so,
right, okay.
So in a business, you know, the normal problems are, as I grow, how do I know how many staff I need? When do I put those staff on? How much do I invest in my premise? Do I, you know, go from a small one to a large one, or do I need a middle one in between, which means I need an extra move? So you should be able to plan those things out in advance. And,
yeah.
You know, as I said, most issues are normal, so we should be able to plan for them. So.
Nip it in the bud, I think it's the same.
Yeah, no, exactly right. So,
well, it's great that you've partnered with Business for Doctors, because I'm sure a lot of them are going to benefit from your expertise. So I think at the conference, a lot of them are asking, so when do we approach you? Do we go and see an accountant first? You know, what would you say, or what are you saying to them?
Well, our service is very much a holistic service, right?
Yeah.
So we want to partner with the people to grow their business. And I kind of say it's not unlike going to a doctor. So I go to a doctor when I think I've got an issue, and they can help me with most of the issues in the first instance. They've got specialist skills. But on occasion where there's an issue that requires more specialist intervention, the doctor knows who I should then go and talk to. And it's very much like that for ourselves. We're effectively a corporate doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we identify an issue that might be more specialist and need someone else involved, we can then help project manage that as well.
Right.
So,
yeah, so it might be a HR issue.
Yeah, exactly right. So in the past, as I mentioned, when we won the National Turnaround of the Year Award, is that we brought in a specialist marketing consultant. So the client themselves wouldn't have known what to ask for or how to structure it, so we do know, so we get them to do that for us, and it's not unusual for us to bring in specialists like that when we need them. But we like to get involved early at the planning stage, checking our clients regularly, and then be abreast of what the issues are in the business on a regular basis. So.
And I imagine you guys understand the nature of the medical market at the moment in Australia. I mean, I understand it's growing. You did mention before it's quite competitive.
Yeah, so we're continuing to build our expertise, and that's part of the reason we want to be involved with Business for Doctors. So, as I said, I feel like we've been drafted into this industry, so we're keen to build our knowledge all the time. I've certainly learned a lot of the kind of nuances just speaking with people over the last couple of days.
Yeah,
it's been really good. It's really good, the people involved have been very helpful. Certainly had great feedback on our presentation. So yeah, we seem like we must have hit on a point that that needed. So
well, it's important, mate. Business growth and sticking to the plan and everything. So if people want to get in contact with you, I guess we jump on the website at Stratosphere with the word fear.
Yeah, fear.com.au, and people can also look us up on with the same spelling on our Facebook page as well.
So. Excellent, James Horowitz. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.